You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our very last RuPaul's Drag Race. We've come to the end of the road. Let's not all get so excited about this.
Hooray. This episode was amazing.
It was amazing. But before we get into it,
Bing is for doing.
Go to iTunes. Download us on iTunes with your comments and your questions and tell your friends.
I love your comments, everyone. I read them.
Yeah. Watch us on YouTube. We're also on AfterBuzzTV.com. You can call us 424-256-1729. Okay. Hey. Episode 14, the reunion. Finally, we have answers. Yay. We have a winner.
Yay.
And I think that when we were all discussing before we came in here about... about how much we actually liked this episode... Kenny was saying that it's the anticipation of wanting to know who is America's next drag superstar.
And they actually kept it fresh because I was a little worried that this is the fourth season and like how are they gonna like balance it out, make it new, making it fresh. I thought it was well done.
Well, an great audience,
a theater, which was El Portal Theater,
North Hollywood.
Nice,
Drew. I mean Drew. Where the fuck am I? Rue, I thought Rue was hilarious. Drew Her Paul? Comedy was on point.
Yeah.
She was hilarious and she looked beautiful.
Yeah. Everybody looked great.
Okay.
Everybody looked great.
So let's start the opening number, which should we even bring it up why Willem wasn't a part of the opening number? Did you notice that?
Because they had to do the dragging her in later.
Really?
Special. For getting kicked off.
Well, I mean, she was a part of the entire cast, and
she's a star.
Yeah, she definitely is the star of the show. By the way, this season, and we had her in the studio, and you should check out that episode. It was a very funny one. But overall, I think all the girls looked fine, phenomenal.
They all looked great.
Except
I was, and then part of me
Why
is
are you
wondering.
Lying?
I think they look great.
Well,
I really thought they looked great.
Can we run this down?
Yes,
let's do it.
Okay,
are we going to go?
Who's starting?
Yes, Alicia Summers.
I don't even remember her.
I always thought, I remember the thinking in the first episode, even though everybody was like, she has no personality. I thought she looked really beautiful.
She's cute.
And she always looks really beautiful.
That's okay. True. She's not bad. There's people that are bad. But she's cute.
Yeah. LaShawn Beyond. Ooh. I actually liked her headdress.
What does it remind you of? You ever play X-Men? Psylocke?
No. If you ever if you ever watched Katy Perry's E.T. video, it's the same thing. She had the same head, dude.
Ooh, biter.
I liked it. Princess, which I thought looked amazing.
I thought Princess looked amazing.
Yeah. I love the
frohawk.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah. Whatever that was.
The bouffant.
The bouffant.
Madame LaQueer.
The same. She
looked better than she normally
does. She was clean.
Yes.
Clean.
I was appreciative of her better than normal look.
Okay. The makeup was better, yeah.
Okay. Milan, London, Paris.
Milan's wig was really far back.
Why so far back? I mean, I like the braiding, but couldn't it have brought
really
it down?
It should have been a little forward.
I actually thought I liked her look this time.
It's
her dress
probably
is
the
great.
Best she's looked.
It's the best she's,
it's the best she's looked, but that wig still wasn't right.
Y'all
that wig was so far back.
We need some volume here.
Tweet us AfterBuzzTV.com.
I liked the braid going across, but it was too far back. You couldn't see it.
You couldn't see it,
Anyway. Okay.
Jiggly Caliente.
Jiggly lost weight.
Amazing.
Jiggly looked great.
Except...
Yes, yeah, so she'd look good.
The lollipop?
Why are you sucking the lollipop?
I like that.
That's her thing. Yeah, it's always kind of first. Eating is her thing.
And she looks like a piece of candy.
Girl, when your grill is like that, you don't do stuff to accentuate it.
No.
I mean, that's the right word. Am I using that word right?
Well,
I guess not.
Accentuate
it. But her dress, accentuate. The dress fit her, which was
yes, and
amazing.
She didn't look like a roly-poly.
She didn't look like a little tomato.
Well, she did look like a roly-poly. Because of the outfit.
I thought the outfit
little
looked...
She's a little roly-poly.
She's throwing it. Yeah, she, her makeup was all good, night. Though.
Let's just point out that Natalie has been, like, very...
tonight. She's been throwing it all the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not with just us. It's been with random people as well. Okay, moving on. Dita Ritz.
Hell no.
I liked her
Hell no.
I liked it.
Wait, there were dirt cheekbones here. Like, there was a complete line, like, between... What was that?
And from far away, her vocal mask was, like, lighter than everything yes. else on her body. And
she sat there... Hair?
She sat there slumped like this.
She changed her wig, though.
No. But the one thing that Michelle
That's
Visage...
That's Jamie Foxx from A Living Color.
What Michelle clocked her on every time was that her wig was never right. And she did the same little side.
Red side.
And her makeup, what the
I'm
fuck?
Beyonce. Horrible!
Am I the only person who still likes Dita Ritz? Okay.
Yeah.
At least we discovered much. That.
She can dance her ass off, though.
Mm-hmm.
She can walk the catwalk, but that's just about it. Then we had Kenya Michaels.
I was very impressed with how she was able to cover everything.
Question?
Yes.
Servant.
Okay, no,
that
so, okay.
Awesome.
No.
That she is
okay.
awesome.
Now, funny story.
Wait, Kenny,
this weekend.
Can you verbalize what you're trying to say right now?
She can't.
We can't see your hands.
Okay.
Think of the Hova diamond and it was okay. on her.
And I know what you're trying to say. I was watching TV randomly Sunday afternoon and one of my favorite comedies of all time. Coming to America.
I love that.
It was
I
the exact
movie.
Same kind of when the dancers came out and all they had were like a square on the front and the back. That's exactly the same thing.
But
she also dances like she's the dancer in the movie Coming to America. I also think she had to tuck so far back it actually changed her posture when she was walking down the runway.
I watched it twice.
She really tucked to.
Because it was
pull that
really
off.
Like it was really smooth.
No, I agree. Yeah. But can I just say. Jasmine over there has never been this vocal throughout the whole season. I love it. And now she wants to be mean.
I don't think it's being mean. I think it's being honest.
We were watching it. We're screening it, and Natalie's like, "How did he duck? How did that fit in there?
Yeah.
It was so tiny." But that's why Kenya Michaels is impressive. She's super fishy.
But we've seen it before with Carmen, who I saw in the audience from last season. She basically had no clothes on, and she would tuck it.
Willem does to a level. Willem does that too.
Yeah.
It was
it's
impressive.
Like short of cutting it off almost.
I mean, like, I just was like, how you even walking, boo?
Wow.
If you want to know how to do it, you guys can probably check it out on
we Googled it
Amazon.
Speaking of Amazon, real quick, which is where she probably got her outfit.
You can buy a book on tucking from Amazon.
So what you want to do is go to AfterBuzz TV, go to the Amazon banner, click on it, and shop.
Your
heart content.
We're not asking you guys to buy anything from AfterBuzz.
No,
it's just a redirect off of our site. Our AfterBuzz studio, this establishment, does receive a kickback, but we get nothing. We're not asking you to buy anything from us.
Exactly.
It does help us out.
So
we
shop.
Appreciate it.
It just keeps our lights
so,
on.
Get your tuck on.
I think we have a caller, if I'm not mistaken.
There is a caller.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Who is this? Hey, who are you having on the line?
It's
what up, Farish?
Hi.
Farish, how are you?
From Seattle, correct?
Great, yeah. Well,
I said San Antonio last time, but...
Based in New York, but in Seattle right now.
Oh, okay.
So, nice.
Loving the Northwest, and just giving you the official bar report from the viewing station up here. So,
right on.
The Seattle crowd was a Sharon Michaels crowd. Sharon Needles crowd
together.
From the beginning.
It was a not Fifi crowd.
Boy, the place went bananas when the results came out. I mean,
that's
pretty crazy. But you know, I mean, what did you guys think about the show in general? I mean, I thought, I won't say anything. What was your impression of this compared to other?
Reunion.
Finale.
We were actually talking about that earlier, and I actually enjoyed it more because last year it was like the most boring thing that I ever sat through. because we are they already crowned the winner. There was no element of drama. There was nothing, blah, blah, blah.
No, that's not true. The only thing we were waiting for is to find out, like, how Raja and whatever drama they had with the boogers and the whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, but that kind of played out during the season, though.
But it's also talk about budgeting, right? They had budget. They got El Portal. They had an audience.
That's
feedback, energy giving.
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, we know that Logos made RuPaul's Drag Race one of its, like, flagship shows, so it's pouring money into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think, Farish?
Well, it shows too, right? I mean, it's pretty fabulous. The production itself, just you know, the quality of the production and stuff. And I was thinking, I heard you guys talking about how the girls' makeup looks so good. I mean, I think it's basically because they had real makeup artists doing their makeup instead of their homemade, you know, kind of approach. I mean, they all looked pretty fabulous last night, but. Yeah, I totally agree with you that Willem stole the show. I mean, this RuPaul-ogy.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're going to get into all that. I mean, you're more than welcome to stay on the line. But we've been going down.
I don't want to steal all your thunder. So, I totally agree with you.
Feel free.
It was Willem's show. I mean. How fabulous was it to see Latrice? I mean, in any way, but I'll sit back and listen. I'll chime in if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I have one quick question though. What was your favorite part of the whole episode? Was it Willem?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a sap when it comes down to it, even though it doesn't seem that way. But when Dita's mom was out there,
that was nice. That was great.
That was. Really fabulous to see how awesome somebody can make a 180 like that, you know, because that was so touching. And I also really loved it when Fifi was saying that she loved and respected Sharon, and Willem coughed and said bullshit. Mm-hmm. Can I say bullshit on the show? But,
you're allowed to say whatever. Yeah.
I love that part. I love that part too.
I love that you said bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to backtrack a little bit. We're going to finish off our list and feel free, Farish, to chime in. We left off with Latrice in her opening, her outfit for the episode.
Yeah,
she looked great. Good. She wasn't on the couch.
I said birds of a feather.
I didn't hate it. Her makeup was a lot better. It wasn't the best.
I feel like it's the same though. I thought it was the same.
It wasn't as orange.
Darker.
It was blended a little bit better, and the contouring was a little bit better. Maybe but homegirl was sweating.
Wow,
she's a big girl.
She's a big lady.
I appreciate the wig.
The wig was good.
It was much better.
She had volume. I love the feathers.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was well put together. I just thought the makeup was the same. And then we get into our top three. Uh-huh. So we had Chad Michaels, her opening outfit, which I like the wig.
I did too.
He had the sequin.
I loved Willem's unicorn.
She didn't come out later.
We're going in the opening sequence.
Thank you. Follow along.
She talked to Rue before the three came out.
No, she came out after.
All 12 of them.
Yeah,
all 12 came out without Willem. They did the opening number.
Oh, see, I didn't see them. I didn't see them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Willem had the... Not Willem. Chad had the blonde hair.
The blonde, like... blunt.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I want big diva hair when they're like doing a big opening number. Like they're supposed to be big diva
hair. Sharon had the big diva hair.
Well, Sharon came out. She had the poofy
white
Cruella de Vil kind of hair.
Well, and I like the dress. I apologize for my mistake.
what was that thing in Sharon's head? You know that it was a Ouija board.
You mean at the end?
What was that?
Like a Ouija board thing.
It's the little pointer on a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Minus the plastic viewer.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought that was great. And her padding, which we were saying a couple episodes didn't look so good, looked phenomenal here. Yeah.
She looked great.
She looked great. That dress was beautiful.
She
looked like she was going to be crowned a queen.
Right.
She looked like she was campaigning for Twilight.
Real quick, backtrack one last person, Fifi, in the opening.
Oh, no.
I liked her opening outfit a lot better than... The final three.
And I couldn't understand why, but...
I can tell you why.
We have another caller, which... Well, we will have another caller. I'm not getting the entire... Okay. Sorry.
Ferris, I'm going to be straight with you. We're going to have to hang up in a few minutes because we have somebody that you're actually going to want to listen to.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to find the perfect words for it, but...
Well, okay.
That's why we have co-hosts. Well, yeah, well,
and look, you can tweet to her. You can tweet to her.
I was going
to
say one more thing. Remember last week how I was saying that they were throwing DC pins back at the dragon?
Oh, yes! We love that! That was great!
When I came in the bar early to get my spot,
and they threw a fifi pin at you,
madhouse. Somebody had taken the fifi pins and put those international nose stickers across them. You know, the red stripe.
Oh my lord!
So people were wearing fifi pins with the cross across their face.
You know, and you know what's so sad is that,
and I'm at peace with it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna follow her forever.
And well,
we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting in the end is what she says is the few fans that I have. She kind of realized it because they don't watch the show until we're watching it.
And what I'm guessing is that the show was taped prior to January, prior to the actual first airing of the first episode.
Right.
So since that whole time, there's 4 months of like the actual show airing, and now her realizing, oh shit, I really fucked this up.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So,
but even then, she tripped up. So we'll talk about it.
Yeah, but Farish, thank you for your
so
call.
Much, Farish. Yeah. It was great to hear from you again.
Yes. And tweet us.
I miss all of you, but I'll see you next go around.
Ooh, Farish, I got a rugby picture for you. I'll tweet it later.
Thanks again for calling.
You guys have a wonderful summer.
You too.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
No fee.
And I'll see you guys on Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Well, if I'm not hacked again. By the way, I do apologize.
I'm sorry. It was my fault.
Cameron hacked my
Twitter,
and so, yeah.
And now you are a Twitter.
All right, so the opening was fine. I thought it was cute. RuPaul did her little thing. She came out, which she looked amazing.
She looked amazing. Yeah.
Great.
She amazing.
Actually, Jackie Great. Actually sent me, was it Jackie? I'm not sure, but someone sent me a cartoon of the whole Rue with the Hunger Games, blah, 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 and it looked like the same dress.
Oh, me, yes.
Yes, and yes. It looked like the same dress, different color, but I thought it was hilarious, and she looked amazing in her red dress. Yeah.
She did. She looked great.
Yeah, so she came out, she interviewed the girls. The first four were the first, you know, people kicked off. And the only thing that really stood out with me about the first four was Princess, because she made a statement. And I kind of agree with her. I mean, she's basically said, I didn't stick around long enough for everyone to see what I could do. Mm-hmm. And judging from what I've seen the rest of the season.
Hey, Kenny, can we
I really messed up.
Can
yes.
we step it up and do another fun call, if you guys don't mind?
Absolutely.
AfterBuzz Drag Race, hello.
Who's on the line?
Hey,
Michelle.
Hey, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Michelle Visage.
Yes!
Fresh from a track meet.
How are you,
Hiya.
Hello, hi. Hello. So actually, I have a question that we were...
Oh, we're just going to go ahead and ask
Barbara. Just jump right in. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
I'm dying to know this because we talked about it earlier. The sequence in which they tape things. Do they tape and then air, or do they air as they're taping
we tape
main episodes
and then we air,
right.
So the finale / reunited was
last
taped
Wednesday
last week,
right?
So there was a big gap of time where the contestants could watch their performances before
correct
they,
okay. And I also get to watch them because the only thing, and I told you this last time, I think the only thing I get to see
right.
is
runway.
And Santino and whoever else the judges are, the only thing we get to see is runway,
right.
Is main
right.
stage. So for me, I don't get any kind of a lead or a hint as to what the personalities are like. I mean, I get little bits, drips and drabs kind of when they're letting it go on the stage. But I don't know what they're like with each other, and you learn a whole hell of a lot watching people.
Now that as everything is said and done, are you pleased with the results, the outcome?
You
are
know,
you shocked?
And Rue and I hang out quite a bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go out and we'll talk, and I'll tell him how I feel. He'll tell me how he feels. And I said to him last week, we went to Starbucks, and I said, I honestly, now this is only my second season, but I said, really, I would hate to be in your shoes. Normally, I can have a pick. Last year, obviously, I really loved Manila. I loved Raja, too, but Manila somehow touched me. This season, I really had a hard time choosing in my head who I would rather have it, Chad or Sharon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so no.
I, for me, it was like Chad is a consummate professional, perfectionist, diva, I mean, flawless to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sharon, for me, is so the voice of the nation and these kids. Yeah. And I was that different kid growing up. So for me, that struck a chord. As being different is fabulous in the future of drag. So for me, it was like, oh, Fifi is great, but for me, just not quite on the level. She fought tooth and nail and deserved to be there in the final three, absolutely. Though it was very difficult for me to say goodbye to Latrice because, my God, that diva was everything.
Oh, she's great.
Right.
But for me, it was such a toss-up that I had to kind of, I couldn't say anything anyway. But in the end, it's Rue's choice. But right. I think the right queen won. But it was I couldn't have chosen.
Did you like push for Sharon more than Chad Michaels per se, or were you just basically?
Honest to God, there was no pushing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the final episode, they kind of say, "Tell us what you think about each one."
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts were, Fifi, and I got read for this on Twitter saying, "Hey, Fifi's not the future of drag." I said, "I didn't say that, bitches. Try it again." I said, "Fifi is a new generation of drag, and she is.
That's
true. Sharon is more of the future of drag, and Chad has got this kind of old school meets mm-hmm. new school thing going on that is so flawless. It is so hard for me with Chad because there is no flaws ever, not even a crack of the armor. So, I couldn't really pull for one over the other. That's how close it was this season."
Right. Well, I think revisiting for me, I believe it was you who made a comment about wanting to see more character. Because, yeah, she's polished down. But for me, I agreed with you. Chad was so professional. It was very drag queen pageanty. It was so perfect.
Well, it wasn't pageanty. What it was, was old school drag hiding behind a character. Mm-hmm. Now, without sounding too ridiculous, because I live for Chad, and you can say, well, every drag queen hides behind a character. Yes, but there's almost like a facade, whereas I never felt like I got to know Chad as a drag queen. Now, I've met a few times with Chad and his lovely boyfriend out of drag, and he's amazing. But that, for some reason, doesn't come through
in drag.
In the drag, it's like it's always behind something. Like, I never get a bit of who Chad really is, and that was very difficult for me. And Rue said it perfectly in the finale when he had the one-on-one Tic Tac meal. He knows me so well, Rue, that he got right to the crux of it and said, I think that's what Michelle was talking about because of what you've gone through with your father. That's what he was so on the money. I was like, yeah, screaming at the TV going, yes. That's right. It's not a bad thing.
And
I wanted to see something else. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Well, you're totally at a disadvantage because all you see is runway. You don't see what we see until after it's done,
said and done. Yeah.
Yeah, as it's said and done. So I totally understand and totally agree with where you're coming from.
I am at a disadvantage, but seeing the characters unfold and seeing their stories, like, I didn't know anything about this stuff, and I'm like, what? Latrice was in jail? What? seeing all this stuff unfold, you fall in love with them as people even more, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Sure. I think that's the way a lot of us have picked our favorites, is not necessarily based on their runway performance,
right,
but based on how much we like their personalities or how much we feel like we understand them.
I agree. I think this season was, and I think I had told you at the beginning, this season, this batch of queens might have been a little rougher around the edges,
yes,
in the grill arena, in makeup arena. I'm not trying to be shady. I'm just being
it's
honest.
Real.
No,
it's
yeah,
real. We talk about the same thing.
True, but their characters were so real,
yes,
yeah,
and so personable and vulnerable that stuff tended not to matter for 99% of the viewers. You fell in love with them and their stories, or you hated them and their stories. Whatever it is, they brought up an emotion in you that you look past that stuff and you're like, well, okay. So they're very different than last season, who was polished and glam and glamazon, and it was very different this season, and I just fell in love with all of them.
That's awesome. I have a personal question to ask you.
What's
your relationship with Billy B?
Uh-huh.
No, and I only bring it up because in the, not the reunion, but the retrospective before the finale episode, he made some kind of off-the-cuff comments, but like things that we didn't see. And I was just curious. That,
oh, the, like when he was talking about my all my jewelry in my booth being cost $22?
Yes.
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 Look, know this. Billy is a Queenie old man.
You said this last time, right?
Billy B, when I was in a group called Seduction in 1990, okay? Mm-hmm. Billy was my first makeup artist ever. Aww. Billy and I go way back from when I was 19 years old. He's been my mentor. Every single bit I learned about makeup application, how to drag it up, it was all taught to me by Billy. He's one of my closest friends. Everything he does is done in love and jest. He's a shady queen, but so am I. So we are constantly, when we go out to dinner together, like if you watch us, you will be dying on the floor because that's how we act. We're like miserable old married couples. That's what we are. So know that it's love. It's not shady.
Okay, because the way it was presented, it was kind of really shady.
It was because I know him so well, and I saw it, I laughed so hard.
Nope.
And so many people, my lovely glitterati and my fans on Twitter, hey, babies, they protect me so fiercely and so devotedly. Sure they were like, rawr!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
But it's better for us that then we know what's really going on there. Versus...
I promise that it's love. Everything between Billy and I, if there's shade and there's real shade, I would go on the defense. I would attack.
Right.
I don't like negativity, so I don't try to accept it, but I will, you know, I'll answer questions if they're legit. Billy is completely straight up love. He's just catty and bitter.
I love it. Now, I have a quick question for you. Now, did you know why Willem was kicked off?
Believe it or not, I did not.
So
I was kept in the dark until the day before the finale. I was at World of Wonder because I'm a blogger there. The mm-hmm. WoW Report plug, worldofwonder.net. And I went there to go do some stuff, and they said they were talking about Willem talking about what he did coming up tomorrow type of thing. And I said, well, was it? It wasn't that big of a deal what I heard. And they're like, ooh, no, girl. I don't know what you heard. But I said, I don't want to know. I want to wait till tomorrow night. So, no, I did not know. And I actually didn't want to know because I like to experience it as a viewer.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It's so much more fun to me. Like, I stayed off Twitter purposely yesterday because I'm very Twitter heavy. And
yes,
I didn't want to know. I wanted to find out with the winner who it was because we did tape 3 endings. Because Perez Hilton, who I happen to love, mm-hmm. but what he did was wrong last year. And he, you know, told everybody, the winner, 3 episodes in, that it was Raja.
Mm-hmm.
So this season we were like, well, how are we going to do that? And the idea came to Rue in a dream, believe it or not. He said, what we're going to do is we're going to tell him at the finale that we're going to tell them at the reunion. And nobody knew. And then we taped 3 endings because you know one queen up in there was going to go and tell everybody who won. he did after we taped the first winner, he goes, stay in your seats and we got a surprise for you. And he goes, we're going to tape 2 more endings. So now you don't know who wins either.
Wow.
That's
great.
Because that was actually going to be my question. How did you keep
top model.
How did you right. keep everyone in the audience from telling the winner? That's
a brilliant idea on Rue's part and it came off flawlessly. And it makes it more exciting. Some people like spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of spoilers. Like, I hate when people tell me the end of books. I'm a big reader. Like, I don't want to know. Let me experience it. You know?
Okay. So I don't know if you can answer this. In what order did you tape the reaction of the winner being crowned?
Why is that relevant?
Well, I question the
authenticity.
Yeah, of the.
And believe it or not, these bitches are actors. This is what they do. Okay. They're in drag every night. It's a character. But we taped Chad, Sharon, Fifi.
Got it.
Oh. Hmm.
And they were all amazing. But when they first called Chad, we all were in. Like nobody knew. We all thought it was Chad.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And then I was like, you bitch.
No, that's actually brilliant, though.
That is really
it
brilliant.
It was brilliant. And they all had their moment. They all had their moment
right.
of glory, of wearing that crown, walking that runway.
Right.
It was really, it was nice, nice and touching and beautiful.
Even with Fifi in that outfit?
Even with, oh, no.
While we're on the subject.
I don't know what happened. Now, if she found out
thank
that,
you. Oh, God, thank you.
Like I would have read because, you know, here's the thing. We can't all afford a Bustier by the Blondes. I get it.
That's fine.
I at Santino, Party Santino City goes, has a sale. I said, no, that's the peroxide.
Well, I just feel... I felt
the stone fell out. I get what she was doing, and I loved it. I really loved it. It was very kitschy and campy, and I would have worn it. But it wasn't a finale look.
No, right. It should have been a gown.
Right, we agree.
Yeah, the hair, the Marilyn Monroe bus stop kind of hair.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working for me. I love Fifi. I've been a fan of Fifi from the beginning, believe it or not, without knowing the personality right. thing and what was going on. I think she really stepped up to the plate. I happen to love her as a queen. I think she's a fierce queen. Just has a rough stuff going on in her personal life and doesn't know how to deal. And the energy was harnessed differently and was there to win, you know, was fighting for her life. Mm-hmm. But up there next to the other two, it looked a hot mess.
Yeah,
especially knowing we've seen her in better outfits and better dresses and everything. So it was really
even
like,
in the opening number, her dress was a lot better.
Yeah,
it was just you know, look, I can speak from my own perspective. Mm-hmm. They don't always hit. I mean, it's not always a hit. Sometimes you look in the mirror and you think it's fierce. I wore green on purpose, because the whole joke.
Mm-hmm.
I was head-to-toe green. Raven did my face. I mean, I was feeling glamorous. Then the shot they have of me, I look like my tits were udders, because I was laying back and they were flopping, like, down to my gut. I was like, oh, my God, why didn't somebody tell me to sit up? But, I mean, you don't know. It looked right. like I had udders. I was mortified. But the thing is, sometimes you think it's fiercer than it really is, and sometimes you fail.
But sometimes and that's because you let Billy B not tell you this.
I just feel, you know, everyone looked decent or pretty well better. Put together and for the finale. Yeah. I mean, we all know this is the end. This is it. You bring out your best drag, and I felt like
I guess nobody wanted to loan her anything after all the drama.
The only real fail of the evening for me, not that you asked, but I shall tell.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You wanna know?
Good.
Was Dita.
Praise the Lord! Thank you! Thank you!
Well,
thank
first
you.
Of all, your eyebrows were matching your hair.
Amen!
Second of all, I don't know how many more times I can tell you, pile another damn wig on your head.
Thank you.
I don't want real girl flat hair. I don't even rock real girl flat hair. I don't want realness.
Amen.
We just finished talking about
that. Amen.
Oh, did you say that?
Yes.
And I love her. She's fierce. I really do love Dita. I love her, love her, love her. But it was just like, okay,
again.
Kenya looked amazing.
Kenya did look amazing.
The princess looked gorgeous.
I thought so too.
Everybody, Madame LaQueer looked stunning. Her makeup looked so beautiful. Jiggly. They all looked so beautiful. I was so happy, you know? And then I was like, girl, I would have smacked you upside your head.
Here's my question following that then, though. We were wondering, because a lot of their makeup was significantly improved from certain episodes we've seen. Are they given help with their makeup for this particular finale?
Absolutely okay. not.
Oh.
They are all practicing. They are all learning. They listen to Billy.
Wow.
What we're up there to do, and I know my way around a face with makeup. I'm no makeup artist, but like I said, I've learned 20 years from Billy B. You learn. And you listen to what somebody like that, a legend, has to say. Because what he's saying is going to help you. Now, there might be a little read involved,
right.
but what he's saying is going to help you if you listen. And some people listen. The majority of the queens listen. Mm-hmm. And then some don't. You know, and then it is what it is. But Madame LaQueer's face was beat to filth. And I looked at her and I said, amazing. And she goes, finally! And I was like, okay.
Well, on that note, because a lot of us didn't like, well, I'll speak for myself. I did not like, and I would like your opinion. She looked better in the reunion, but I'm speaking of Latrice. I'm sorry, that old school orange, bad contour, non-blending. What was your opinion throughout the season about that? I mean, you actually liked that makeup on Latrice?
It's not that I like it. I think that Latrice has a way, because she's so dark.
Yeah.
Latrice has a way of trying to, like, I contour down.
Yeah.
I use black girl makeup to contour. She uses pumpkin girl makeup to contour up. And I just think it's the wrong, I think she goes through orange and yellow.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, she wants her face to be high yellow, but her body is dark brown, dark chocolate. Uh-huh. So it does throw me off sometimes, but it's amazing watching her do it. It's like a friggin' road map.
So she definitely looked better for the reunion, but I wanted to get your take on this because I thought, was I the crazy one? I mean, I think Courtney agreed too.
I was confused.
At some point, it gets a little tired. Like, girl, you're orange. Why? Why?
Severely.
Yeah, because she's not ugly. It was like Manila last year, not seeing that she was gray. And it's kind of like a joke. And every time I talked to her, I was like, girl, you still rocking that cadaver nomination? you know, sometimes, and this is a fact, and boys don't take it to heart, but men, I think one out of two men are colorblind. And you can't see what's going on because you're thinking, like my husband, he will put an outfit together and I'll be like, what? Or he'll come up to me and say, you know, these are blue, right? I'm like, no, they're red. Like, it's really a real deal. So, you know, if these boys are colorblind, their face is a disaster and they don't know it. That's what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It helps them, but sometimes, you know, Latrice has got that face down. She just needs help with making it a little caramel instead of yellow.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good all. Stuff.
Got it.
But I see why it could bother some, because there were times I was like, oh.
Because she was such a presence, and you want her to do good, and you feel her, and she's genuine. You feel, I mean, you connect, and she resonates with, I think, a lot of America. But
amazing.
The makeup, you're like, oh, girl. Back up.
But you almost don't care with Latrice.
Yeah, right. That's why we liked her. I mean, yeah, we got past
it. Yeah, it didn't matter, because we could get past
like, come on, girl, you can do it.
Right. There's some people that you're like, you're not having it. But with Latrice, you're like, oh, but it's Latrice.
Yes.
Right. Latrice, mother effing Royale. You don't care.
Right.
None of those, I mean, she's a big girl. None of those girls read her. So,
that's
I mean,
true.
There's a little
they,
respect. There's respect.
Yeah.
There's intimidation. There's old school. You know what I mean? It's just, she stomped her down.
Latrice, Tim, would beat you down. Would you say anything to Latrice? Because I wouldn't. She was in jail for 18 months, and her name is Tim, and she's like 6'4".
And don't call her the help.
Okay.
Because I honestly felt that Chad should have got Miss Congeniality. I love Latrice, but that whole, like, deciding whether or not they should throw the competition, she was involved in that as far as what we saw on TV. So I was like, why would she get Miss Congeniality for that? I love her. She was good energy. But I did think across the board, Chad was the most loving and at least appearing to be caring for everybody that was involved.
I am going to agree with you.
Thank you.
I thought for sure it was going to be Chad, and then a little bit in my head I went, oh, but it could be Latrice, because Latrice, I think for me and for most of the nation, or not for me, but, and I love Latrice, but I think when it came across the whole drag Oprah thing, I think people resonated so highly with that, and Chad kind of slid under the radar because Chad is just a loving, genuine, beautiful,
right.
You know, earth mama person, that it just kind of went under the radar, where Latrice, she's the same way, but her gestures are more grand and big. So I think everybody kind of held on to that.
Because she was serving.
Because everything was a catchphrase. So people love that.
Right.
Well, and on top of the finale where she, I mean, when she left, she was like serving you NAACP Image Award recipient. So
she left her mark.
This is what we compared to her and Chad. Chad is a perfectionist. She's completely glossed over. She is seasoned to perfection. Whereas Latrice may not be perfect, but she has presence.
Presence.
Right. Definitely. She has stage presence galore.
But I will tell you that Rue and I have talked ad nauseum about how we could watch Chad for
days.
Hours.
Oh, yes.
And never be bored. The flourish, the little hand things. I could watch that bitch forever. I mean, I'm just mystified by Chad Michaels. I adore. And, you know, people thought that I hated him. Like, they didn't get what I was going for, but I am obsessed. I mean, it's the opposite.
No, I think we felt that you were just trying to push him. Yeah.
And
I really want to thank you for getting that. It was not from a bad place, but it was like, ugh. I don't want to use the word bored, but it was kind of boring me in the way that I was like, when am I going to see you?
Right.
There was no change up. Well, before we go to commercial, one question about Chad. Because I had this thing, it bothered me. I wanted Chad to wear higher heels. I mean, I know she's tall.
Oh, Chad wears a sensible pump, honey.
What the fuck?
So, all the time, I'd look at Rue and I'd go, looks like a pump, feels like a sneaker.
Right.
Constantly.
Didn't she want her to wear higher heels? No.
I did bring it up quite a few times. Okay. Now, mind you, I talk so much that it's edited. A lot is edited out. But, yeah, I've challenged Chad a few times. One thing you have to know is Chad is constantly, Not look, I'm a ball queen. I've seen many a bitch wear 6-inch heels and tumble, pop, dip, and spin, and bounce right back up.
Right.
But Chad is not. Chad is constantly moving and shaking and grooving, and Chad feels more comfortable in a 2.5-inch pump.
Right, but I think just some of her outfits would have been complimented better with some higher heels.
Right.
But we need to go to commercial. Don't leave.
If you can stay, if you can stay on the line, we'd love to talk to you some more.
How long is commercial break?
Like a couple of seconds.
Oh, I can hang a couple.
Okay, perfect.
You can tweet, girl.
Yeah, tweet while we do it. All right, take us to a commercial.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
And we're back from commercial. Michelle, are you still with us?
Well, that was good. That was quick. Oh,
yay, it wasn't long. So, Michelle, Jackie has a question for you.
Okay.
So, Rue said in the finale that there was consulting with fans. What does that mean as far as for who won? We had this theory because we saw that there was a lot of tweeting for, you know, Team Chad or Team Sharon. And did it have any effect on the outcome or not really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They consulted with Facebook. Consulted. This sounds so, like, proper. No, they checked out Twitter and Facebook. They're totally on top of all the social media stuff. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's great. Cool.
At the end of the finale and the clip show, Rue talked about, you know, how your votes are going to count with the Queen coronation. And that's what they did. They definitely checked out all that stuff. Definitely mattered. Everybody's vote counted. It's like American Idol, only better.
Yes.
Yeah, American Idol.
We want to save.
It's new for us, you know. It's new for us this year to be able to do it the way we did it. I mean, the first time we did a live finale, I mean, did you see? Imagine that compared to the budget of season one.
Exactly.
I
mean, right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's just come so far. And it's just really, really an amazing. And for me, being able to have this show on TV,
right?
You know, since I was 17 years old in New Jersey, growing up in New York City with the kids and the gay kids, and being a peer queen and giving a voice to a community that's never had it, mm-hmm. is such an amazing gift. Logo has been so good to us, and our fans are the best fans on earth. They are loyal and dedicated, and they understand, you know, how hard it is for these men to get up there in heels and talk and wear these outfits and pour their hearts out night after night, and like, unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable opportunities. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all in there for loving our show and making it what it is today. Because really, truly, it's about giving this community a voice that's
yes.
never had a voice before. And I've seen Rue work at it for 25 years. This Please. Is an amazing, amazing gift.
Absolutely.
And I think I think the fan community, and I have some friends that wouldn't watch Logo, wouldn't touch Logo with a 10-foot pole, and they're watching Drag Race. They're obsessed with Drag Race, and I think there's something about...
Why wouldn't they watch Logo? Are they afraid that they're watching a gay
yes,
network?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's something about RuPaul and something about RuPaul's Drag Race that extends beyond that, that invites people in to watch it and gets more of a fan base that's even reaches beyond the community.
It allows...
No, you're right. And it reaches children. I know kids that are 11 and 12 and just learning about their own, you know, sexuality and don't know how to come out and so scared. And instead of taking their own lives, they have people to turn to, a place to feel where they belong and know it's okay to be who they are. And without overusing the term, it gets better. I promise these kids, there is someone else out there like you who's going through what you're going through. You always have a place to turn in our show and belong to a community that adores you. You do not have to think about anything else but self-love, because we love you here. And I tell you what, I can't say enough how important it is to reach out beyond the gay community. And just like you said, it is touching all sorts, all walks of life. It's amazing to me. People don't have to be afraid of watching a gay network. That's ridiculous. You know, it's not going to change you and make you go, you're magical, you become gay. This is just closed-minded crap. You know, that we have to break the barrier down and keep forging forward.
That's
and
the
loving, loving,
that's the
loving.
Magic part about drag, I think, is it because it brings levity and it brings, it's comedic, it's interesting, it's amazingly entertaining. And so it allows the hetero community to be part of it with us and still be able to laugh. It's not such a serious
it's not
issue.
Serious. Everybody
it's
enjoys
not so
it.
Taboo. We're talking about Tucky. It makes it a conversation piece, I think. So,
oh, honey, and straight boys will be the first ones to say, "How do you do that?"
Right?
You know, and it's like it's amazing. I tell you what, Rue said it best at the Reunited. He said, "You know, RuPaul's Drag Race, bringing families together," and it's true.
Yes, absolutely.
I loved that. It was cute. I loved that.
Michelle, where can we tweet you? Where can your fans? Where can your fans? Are you new fans?
Your new
find
fans.
You?
Aww, and your old ones.
At Michelle Visage. Very creative Twitter name. two L's in Michelle. You'll see it there. And I'm extremely active because for me, I feel like if I am honored enough to have you guys follow me and you ask me questions, I do my best to answer each and every one of you.
Yes, you do. I must say, you are a marathon Twitter.
And it pisses some people off, like retweeting, but this is the way that I view it, and you guys could view it differently about Twitter. But I feel like if I'm just answering stuff, straight answering stuff, you're not in on the conversation.
Right.
So I retweet because not, hi, how are you? Fine, how are you? I won't retweet that. But when something makes me laugh or something needs an answer, like I want everybody to be in on the conversation because I feel like me and my followers are one big family. That's why when people want to be in the House of Visage or they want to be a member of the Glitterati, I welcome everybody, and those are my babies, loved unconditionally. One rule is you have to love yourself and love yourself first. And it's so important in this day and age. We are going through a world change right now. This is a different time. 5 years ago, even, you wouldn't have seen a show, Drag Race on. This is a new time. You know,
and Michelle, we're going to make sure that I reach out to you as far as on your email and get you those links so you could tweet out the iTunes and the YouTube links as well. So that way your fans could, you know, see what you did.
Is that Jambi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Junior, there you are.
What's up? I'm multitasking, but I wanted to make sure we get that message out there.
Michelle, thank you very
thank
much.
You
thank
so
you
so much
Michelle.
For calling
so
again.
Grateful to have you.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for your love of the show. And don't forget, we've got an all-star season coming up season 5.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
We'll be here. And
rock on, kids. Much love.
Love you,
love
back.
To you. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks.
Bye.
Alrighty, guys, that was
the amazing
Michelle Visage. Thank you again for calling. Okay, let's wrap up real quick. We want to talk about Fifi, so let's talk about it. Let's do it.
My thing with Fifi was, even after all, now that we know that they filmed 3 endings, it's a little different. But when Jiggly confronted her about feeling betrayed,
that broke my heart.
Jiggly was so hurt.
She was hurt.
And she was dressed all nice about it, too.
You know, I was thinking, this is Fifi's
chance
to turn America around.
Yes.
And she apologized. And my biggest pet peeve in the world is when somebody apologizes and you follow that apology with the word but.
Mm-hmm.
You just negated your apology. And this lends to the idea that she is young. Because she talks about, you know,
but
she
so is Jiggly.
Hungry.
Jiggly's young, too. And it's like Jiggly was the bigger person and stepped forward and said, this really hurt my feelings. I'm confronting you about it.
I think she was channeling a lot of that anger, and I got tired of hearing about it. And, you know, because, I mean, I'm the bully, apparently, on the show. And so I'm thinking, like, that's why you got beat up, girl, because you just don't learn. You need to learn. That's what life is about. Not that I'm condoning bullying, but she talked about being proud of what she does. And, you know, fuck what everybody else says, you know, as long as you're doing what you think is right. So did you think throughout the season what you did. After looking back, you thought that was right, and it was didn't warrant an apology. So she kind of stepped on herself at the end when she made her little speech. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when she looked at it and she was like, I saw myself, and I was like, she's, what did she say? I think that girl was crazy. I looked insane. Yes, mm-hmm. Boo, you looked insane. Why didn't you, why does that turn?
Comment on that.
Sell yourself.
You had, she had a chance, and mm-hmm. she really blew it.
And I like how Willem was like, she should be studied because she's diabolical. Like,
Willem was great, and I loved Willem's unicorn crotch. The end.
Hey, so here's my question to the panel.
Didn't like your wig,
Willem. Do you, oh yeah, we never talked about what she
I
had on.
I loved Willem's wig.
It was like a latex.
I love the wig. Mm-mm. I loved her unicorn crotch.
It was like smushed up here. It looked like it was his hair, and it was a wig.
No forehead. The forehead was gone.
Yeah, it was not blended. It was weird. He's supposed to have big, curl, Jessica Simpson sex, blonde chick hair.
The best thing about Willem was her legs and her eyes. Yes. I did like the smoked eye, but the wig was janky.
I liked
and
it.
And I thought the dress was comedic.
Apparently
but
I like janky
the
hair.
Unicorn.
And she covered her 5 o'clock
shadow. Shout out. Mm-hmm. She probably didn't have it this time, which was a good thing.
So all right, Willem.
I wonder if, had she not had sex, had conjugal visits, do you think that she could have possibly have won this competition?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hands down?
Hell yeah.
Yes, if the fans were part of the choosing, as we know they were, then yes.
Okay, and then real quick, now that we know that there were three endings, how do you guys feel about that? Because I'm kind of like, now that I know that Sharon was second in the order, I thought she genuinely looked
Yes, they did
surprised
a great job.
And yeah, so
they genuinely
until
genuinely
now that I'm now in retrospect, I'm thinking about her runway walk, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I could see
I think
where
it was rehearsed. It almost feels rehearsed, especially
think about
when
it.
She had her hand
Chad
up.
Chad and Fifi trying to fix her dress from her foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you really just laugh, like, girl, fix your own dress.
Right.
Fall down the stairs,
and
right here.
Because Fifi was laughing, I'd be curious to see how her runway walk was. You know, just when she knew they were doing all of them. I'm like, see how genuine
that
was.
I actually feel kind
of
bad for Chad because he didn't know that they were going to film other endings.
Right.
And he actually thought he won.
He actually thought he won. And I kind of want to see that footage.
Well, I kind of think maybe they were probably told that they're going to film three endings.
I hope they were.
I hope so.
Yeah. You think, that would have been a mean
trick. You think the three of them personally and no one else?
Yes. Maybe they just
that would be some ultimate throwing shade.
I think, I knowing kind of how the season has gone, I kind of feel like they didn't know. And I think Chad was the first, and they actually thought.
That would be amazing. Can
before
we get that on YouTube?
Before we still have a minute, so I want to really, real quick, I want to get everyone's highlights of the season. Since we don't have predictions, what was the one thing that really stood out for you for the show that you really, you know, it really, like, resonated with you for this entire season? Pick one highlight, one thing that stood out.
Your tone is very pointed right now.
Oh, she took mine. I was going to say all of Willem's one-liners. I really like those.
Willem, Cameron.
Yeah.
That one's going to be mine. I want a new one.
Okay, so I actually researched this because obviously. I like the, it was Milan and Kenya Michaels and the Vogue lip sync.
I'll say Adita's little sideways shuffle.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay. Mine is Milan Swiffering the floor.
With her shoes.
I see that in slow-mo. I just gagged.
Well, can we tie that with Sharon Needles dragging hers across the floor?
Or, and maybe, you know, all of Sharon Needles' runway, most of them, like 90% of her runways.
Right.
Costumes, I really like those.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. We're done.
We'll see you
We're
for
at
season
10
five.
O'clock. Thank you, guys. This has been an amazing season. We'll be back. Thank you for watching. And I'm getting played off.
No, keep talking.
And tell your friends about it on iTunes.
So iTunes, download us. Thank you, Michelle Fassage, for calling in. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Farish, for calling in. We've had other callers. Thank you guys for
guests.
Jose, the gay beaner. Thank you. I also want to thank Jesse and Mikey for sharing their time with us early in the season.
And the real Melina. Ronnie. Thank you,
Ronnie.
Good stuff.
What did Michelle call?
Thank you,
Willem.
I don't know what she called me.
Willem.
Oh, and Willem.
Willem.
And Willem.
Thank you.
For coming
so
in.
I'm gonna
good job you guys it was fun
and that's it.
Yay!
You guys can tweet us at AfterBuzz TV
After
Courtney
Buzz.
Stuart Starlet
and I'm changing mine but it, as of now it's KaySeeh 25
it's gonna become ka-ka-ka.
You can tweet me at Tomakava 777
123 Jackie_B
and Natalie Bretney
and please hit us up on Facebook. I'm all for it.
Thank
you guys. After Buzz TV,
sure.
YouTube, and we're done.
Love
thank
bye.
You guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.